Hope you're having a great day. I'm Nicole Lappin at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's your Now in the News update. Israel's prime minister is vowing that airstrikes in Gaza will continue until Hamas militants end rocket attacks against the Jewish nation. Israel has rejected a French call for a ceasefire. It's not yet clear how or even if this figures into the Middle East conflict, but someone shot two Israeli citizens at a mall in Denmark today. They're both going to be okay. One was shot in the hand, the other in the leg. So far, police do not have a suspect in custody. And Democratic congressional lawmakers say they won't accept any appointment made by the Illinois governor, Ron Blagojevich. The embattled governor says he's appointing former Illinois Attorney General Roland Burris to president-elect Barack Obama's old Senate seat in Illinois. That, of course, is the very same seat that Blagojevich himself is accused of trying to sell or trade. The governor's critics say he should resign so his successor can be the one to appoint a new senator. And the Tennessee sludge spill now has its first lawsuit. A real estate developer has now filed a $165 million lawsuit against the Tennessee Valley Authority. The developer says the sludge spilled into their land and was badly damaged, causing two home sales to fall through. Billions of gallons of coal ash, of course, spilled through this area after a broken dam occurred in Knoxville last week. Partygoers in New York's Times Square should get a better look at this new and improved crystal ball when it drops this evening. As many as 1 million people are expected to be there in Times Square for tonight's celebration. The new ball has four times as many Waterford crystal triangles compared to last year's ball, along with more than 32,000 lights. Basketball great Charles Barkley has been arrested now on suspicion of drunk driving. It happened this morning. Police in Arizona say they stopped Barkley after he ran a stop sign. Now, Barkley declined to take a breath test and was taken to a police station in Scottsdale. That's where authorities administered a blood test. Barkley was cited for driving while impaired and then released. And those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source, whether you're watching with us online or on television. We've got you covered. Take care.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。